There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fastinelli. Richard McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're working over the news of the day, the news of the week, the news of the month, the news of the year, and our opining is what you like. You don't really care about what the news is. You want to know what we think about stuff. So when you see Mexico's top drug kingpin breaking out of jail, and you look at this guy's not an old, this dude looks like he's about 40 in the pictures, maybe in his 40s.
He's got a mustache.
Yeah. Well, that's how he's.
That's how he got out of jail.
Yeah.
Well, you know. Maybe it was a fake. Maybe it was one of those plastic disguises.
He escaped through a mile-long tunnel dug below the prison where he was incarcerated, in charge of the Sinaloa. Is that how you pronounce it? Cartel.
Sure.
Whatever it is, smuggling cocaine and other drugs is their big deal. They are the biggest pushers. Cartels work so lucrative that Guzman was named one of Forbes' richest people.
Wow.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Oh, my God. What in the name of heavens is that all about? Richie, phone's ringing.
Hey,
hello.
It's for Laura Ingram. You want to pick it up?
Oh, is it? No,
yeah.
No, nothing.
Laura Ingram Show.
Hi. This is the Doug Stephan Laura Ingram program. Let's see what else. 1 million people this past weekend, evacuated in Chinese coastal cities where that typhoon Shanhong, 108-mile-an-hour winds. This is the worst, and there's another one behind it and another one behind that. They haven't had this powerful a typhoon there since 1949, and the pictures look just like Miami Beach. I'm looking at the pictures, the buildings that are right. They build buildings right on the beach just like we do. And the waves are up to as tall as these 6-7-story buildings. See you later, alligator, to those, because they don't build them as well. So you're on your own. Have you ever been into a building in a communist country? I've been in buildings in China and in Russia. And it's amazing how poorly built they are. It's just, it really is.
The cheap concrete, yeah.
Yeah, oh, everything about it is cheap. Nothing is built to last. Nothing.
But that said, they use concrete. We use 2x4s and steel or aluminum frame.
Yeah, they're using aluminum studs. Yep.
I mean, I'm watching a hotel. What is it? One of the Homestead hotels or something like that? Whatever it is, a Motel 6 go up on my way home. I pass it every day.
Yep.
There
cheap.
Is no concrete in this four-story hotel at all.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
At all. It's all those aluminum studs.
Yeah. It's cheap. Everything, whatever
Amazing.
The cheapest way of building
The only thing that's
stuff.
Concrete is the elevator shafts. Everything else is those aluminum studs.
Hmm.
Well, I think that's because they have to have something solid for the elevators to hold. They have to put frame is steel.
Right.
Yep. How many people know how many people live in Africa? Take a guess.
A lot.
Not me.
Buzz. A lot.
300 million.
300 million. Want to take a guess, Richie?
I wouldn't say it's that many.
Really?
In the whole continent of Africa.
Yeah.
See, we have 325 million here in the United States. I'm going to say 100 million.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer?
Oh, gosh. Can I bid $1? I'm going to say there are a billion people in Africa.
Jennifer is correct.
A billion?
Yeah. 1 billion people. The last 40 years and the influence of the Catholic Church, the religion now of choice in most of, and I saw this happening when I was in Africa, the Horn of Africa, 20 years ago, the influence of the Catholic teachings, the Catholic Church, and what not only the influences of it, even though they're trying to promote birth control, the way that people live, because there are no jobs, there really are no homes for millions and millions of people. They all live together in communes. The guys make mash every morning. They sit around. They get drunk and high, and they chase these 14-year-old girls around, and there are so many babies. I told you the story of this one young girl who was 15, had two children, and another one on the way. And what they do with the kids in school is they, this was the most astounding thing I had ever seen in my life to this point when it came to education. And they teach this, the Catholic school in this community, there were 200,000 people that were living there. Not one of them had a job. Not one person had a job. They live off the state to the extent that they can, or off of the goodness of charities that are there to help them. They cool their feet by putting their feet in the urine that runs down the street. They live in a corrugated box. And this is their home. Catholic Church set up schools, and on one blackboard they have a reading from the Bible. Jesus says this, 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 and this. The other blackboard on the other side of the room has a picture of a penis and a condom. And on the desk is a cucumber and a wooden designed penis. And they teach these girls how to use, they distribute condoms to these 14-year-old girls, and they teach them how to use them on the cucumber and on the wooden penis that's carved out on the desk. So on one side, there's the teachings of Jesus. On the other side, here's how you keep yourself from getting pregnant. And it barely works. That's why you have these people and this area, the population is so young in consideration. Most of the population is under the age of 25. They've had an explosion of births because they have no birth control and they have no education and they have nothing to do.
We're looking at the worldpopulationreview.com website.
Yep.
And they say the population has grown rapidly over the last 40 years, with half of the population of some countries being under 25.
I think I just said that.
The most, yes. The most populous countries in Africa? Mm-hmm. Nigeria, 173 mm-hmm. million people.
Wow.
Ethiopia, 95 million people. Yeah. Egypt, 82 million people. The Republic of Congo, 67 million. And South Africa, 52 million.
All along
the crime and the exploitation of children.
Yeah. Yeah. It is all about the influence there. It's like feudalism there. The leaders are all powerful. There's no real constitution in any of those countries. These people live or die at the behest of whoever is the local feudal lord or whoever is the president of the country or whatever it is. There's so much corruption that people have nothing. All the money and aid that comes into these countries goes into the pocket of the ruling families. Even Egypt, which is supposedly a sophisticated modern country, the Mubarak family, worth $8 billion. When he got thrown out of office. And that's basically when people started realizing that. That's why there was the revolution, because they saw all the money that he had and his family had, and there are many people who have nothing. Egypt is getting poorer and poorer, more and more people out of work. The population, at one point in time, the unemployment was 40% there. You don't keep, and that's what's going on in Saudi Arabia and some of these other very wealthy countries where the ruling lords, the princes and the kings and all this stuff, they keep everything for themselves. And these people see them spending $300 million on a plane or a boat or something, and they say, hey, wait a minute, what's the story here? And that's what the story is. And that's why there is a problem, and that's why you're going to see, well, nobody pays any attention because there's no oil other than Nigeria. There's no real oil, there's no assets to any of these places. So, why do I bother?
Roberta, I think your cat needs attention.
Oh, my goodness.
That is the loudest
cat. That's a cat in Nigeria.
Well, you know what it is? She's deaf, so she can't hear herself meow, so
really?
She meows really loudly.
Yeah.
Because so she doesn't know.
Yeah, really. Nobody knows the meowing I've seen. Video of the day today at DougStephan.com. Junior, the French bulldog, and his two owners, he sings the way that cat cries. If you want a smile on your face, check out our video of the day. The dog sings to Josh Groban's You Raise Me Up. It is hysterical. It's great. You will love it a lot. Check it out at DougStephan.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners,
pens,
pens, magnets, luggage tags,
calendars,
calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples Copy and Print, we will match any competitor's quote. Plus, we have 110% price match guarantee.
Price match covers items sold by retailers, operating stores, and online under the same brand or sold and shipped directly by Amazon.com. Orders must be identical, valid through 9/19/15. See store staples.com for details.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could say.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. Responsibly.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Morning. Okay. Excuse me. Who do you think you are?
Hi.
All right. There's a $1 million reward being offered, Roberta.
Yes.
For Judy Garland's slippers from the Wizard of Oz. She wore the slippers in the red slippers.
The red
right,
ones,
exactly.
Yeah, the roofie slippers.
An anonymous donor is offering $1 million reward for information leading to the finding of these red ruby slippers, according to a story.
So they got lost?
They got stolen. From a museum in her hometown. John Kelch, director of the Judy Garland Museum, says the donor is from Arizona and is a big fan.
It's a little strange, don't you think?
What?
Hey, what kind of person would put up $1 million for ruby slippers?
Well, apparently these slippers are worth $2 to $3 million.
Why?
According to Sotheby's, because they were in the movie, they were famous. They're
pop culture icon.
Yeah, people would have.
I mean, come on, Rich.
He's a perv.
Richie,
you're a perv.
Some kind of perv.
Sure, glad I brought that up. Thank you very much. What are you playing that for?
A little music to go out with.
Really?
Yeah. Brother Is.
Huh?
One of the greatest
you know
versions of Somewhere in the Room.
Oh, there we go. Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Thank you, Richie. You actually have your head.
Brother is.
21 after the hour on Good Day. All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time now for us to review the top five songs from this week in 1978. It's a good list. You will want to pay attention to this over the next 5 minutes. Starting with the number five song, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. I always like this song. Don't know why. It just is a happy rock song called Still the Same. Number five. Crank it up, Richie.
Great band. Detroit rock.
Yep, nice Detroit rock. Charm, that's Roberta. Right?
That's me.
That's Roberta. Still the same. All right, so we know this song. This one's even better. Of this, all these songs on the top five this week in 1978, this is the number one song as far as I'm concerned. OJ's from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Used to be my girl. And I'll tell you so. She used to be my girl. Isn't this great? How can you keep your feet still?
That's the fact.
One more than I could give. But as long as I live, she'll be mine.
Goosebumps, Richie.
Good stuff.
Yep.
A charming personality. The girl with no right for me. She's my girl.
Get right here.
I can't believe I'm going to take her back. Matter of fact,
right away. I can't believe it's 1978. Oof.
All right,
let's get to number three.
Who's on who? There.
Take a chance on me, ABBA, number three this week, 1978. Told you it was a good week.
Take a chance on me.
Great. There was nothing they they did that wasn't good. Look at how fantastically successful that Broadway show and the movie was.
It's still running.
I know it is.
This is not me. This reminds me. This band now will always and forever for me remind me of Gordon Liddy.
Why?
Oh, really?
He loved ABBA.
No, did he?
He was at my favorite band. ABBA.
All right. Let's get to number two this week. Jerry Rafferty from England singing about one of the best, most interesting streets in downtown London called Baker Street. A lot of things happen down on Baker Street. Number two this week, 1978.
Whoa.
Listen to that.
Whoa.
Sax. Listen to those horns.
Down on Baker Street, lighting your head.
I love bringing the cabbies on Baker Street. Gotta get the one. I'm in the London for a long time. My daughter posted a picture of her and her son. They're visiting England, their friends, and they went to their old school at Oxford. And looking at the pictures of him with all that stuff that we used to walk around, Megan and I spent hours and hours and hours walking basically among what would be considered the hallowed halls of that school. And to see him over there just being him, this is the cutest thing. All right, so that's number two, Jerry Rafferty. Number one position, another great song from one of the Gibb brothers. What a shame. Andy Gibb was number one. 1978 is the year during this week's Shadow Dancing. You may have your way with this one if you'd like.
Talks like he's singing.
I heard that. Andy. Nice to meet you. Time for a drink.
All right. I guess we got it. Rich, you can go back to number four if you'd like to wrap it up.
I love it.
OJ's.
Oh, the OJ's.
Yeah, the OJ's. Seeger's number five, OJ's number four, ABBA number three, Jerry Rafferty two, Andy Gibb number one. 28 after on Good Day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee, credit valid for in high-speed 3G, 4G, prohibited network use rules, and throughput reduction applies. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GC.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now, 33 after the hour, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, your way to work your way through the issues of the day with the constant monitoring. Our crack staff is on to all the things that are happening in the world. It's not just the big things, but things that could be big if, in fact, you interpreted them that way. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, to wit, in New Jersey today, authorities are mopping up after an alligator was fished out of the Passaic River. Spotted by a fisherman. The first time anybody can remember there being an alligator in the Passaic River.
The alligator was quoted as saying, "Thank you for getting me out of that toilet."
The fisherman's name was Luis Acosta. He called the police after he spotted this conspicuous tail. Officers caught sight of the gator in the water and summoned state wildlife officials. Authorities pursued the alligator for about 2 hours before it was taken into custody. quote, I think it was probably somebody's pet.
Did they handcuff it? Like, taking it to custody?
No, this is what happens. About once a year, sometimes twice a year, you get a story like this with some big snake that's been flushed down
usually
the toilet.
It's in Florida, though. Right. Like, by
yeah,
somebody
it's kind of cold on the toilet.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought this thing would have lasted too long.
Yeah, in Jersey. What else lives in this sewer? You'd think that would have taken out the alligators.
Right. That's good. That's very good.
Could, it could have just been a lawyer in costume.
Roberta, that's as bad as those jokes are as bad as the Donald Trump hair jokes, please.
Did I tell you about the Donald Trump pinata?
No.
What about of his Donald? Hair?
No, there is actually a Donald Trump pinata that is selling out in downtown L.A. because so many of the Mexican-American population, whatever's politically correct, mm-hmm. want to buy the pinatas to have them at parties that these pinatas are selling out.
Really?
They're hysterical looking. They look like him. Like a cross between Donald Trump and SpongeBob, sort of.
Donald Trump and SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a fair assessment. Mm-mm.
How many people played Powerball this weekend?
Did not.
Nope.
We were going to.
Did I win?
I don't know. Did you buy?
No.
You didn't?
I didn't buy a ticket, no.
Oh, how come? How many people buy tickets? There are new rules.
Not once a month, I'll buy one.
Do you? We were going to buy them, but we were in a very unseemly, seedy place last night. Went into a Tedeschi's Market, and this is in a really bad place in Waltham, Massachusetts, and it was pretty uncomfortable. In and out fast. We went in to buy some ice cream to have some with the blueberries back at the house. And these creepy, they're really creepy looking characters. But I thought that was sort of middle America for Waltham. It's that kind of a place. Anyway, we were thinking about buying tickets. I think it's $123 million for Mega Millions and $69 for Power. Richie says that it's better to play when the numbers are lower because you got a better chance.
Well, when one of them is like at $400 million and everybody's waiting in a 3-hour line to buy them, I buy the other one. Well, I haven't won anything, so what do I know?
All right. Well,
did you hear about the guy, though? I was reading a story about the guy the other day. He was in an accident, and he was dead for 14 minutes, and they were able to revive him. So to celebrate his revival, he went and bought a lottery ticket and hit for $27,000.
Good for him.
Wow.
Right. So
check
this out. So then a news crew comes and says, we want to, you know, kind of redo your scratching the ticket. And when he said, so can we just go buy another ticket and you scratch it and while we're doing the interview? He said, yeah, sure, no problem.
Sure.
He goes and gets a ticket, scratches it off, $250,000. That's awesome.
Good for him. There you go.
Well, watch out for lightning, man.
They're going to change Powerball in October. The report is that your odds of winning are going to change. Let's see. They start at $2 million. They go up as high as $600 million. Your odds will jump from 1 in 175,223,510 to 1 in 292,201,338. So for those of you who say, huh, what difference does that make? Are you going to put down $4?
Wait a minute. Hit me with that again.
The chance that you win jumps from 1 in 175 million to 1 in 292 million.
Okay.
So you'll have less of a chance.
What are they doing?
The states keeping more money for themselves.
Yeah, right, exactly. You double your investment and you have half as much of a chance to win. How do you like that? Any player is winning some kind of reward, 1 in 25, which is better. This is why they say they're changing the rules, because you have a chance to win something. 1 in 25 will win up from 1 in 32, but winning is $1, $4, $10. So they keep people coming because, I won $2. I'll probably win $100,000 next time. So if you, at the moment, you choose from two fields of numbers, 59 in the first field, 35 in the second. That all changes in October as well. Players will have to choose from 69 numbers in the first field and 26 numbers in the second field.
Here's what it is. You go to the county fair or the carnival, and you win the little teeny Cupid doll for just paying $5 to throw the balls at the little cans.
$25 more, you could get a full-size stuffed animal.
So then pay another $5 and you throw it. It's just they're giving you more of the little Cupid dolls. That's all they're doing.
Well, the real problem here is for them, they're not bringing in as much money because sales have slumped since 2013 when they gave away $590 million. That was the highest jackpot they've ever given away. And it's interesting. In New York State, for example, Roberta, I'm looking at this state by state. New York alone, the Powerball sales are down 44% this year. So down $217 million. That's why they have to cut the chances of your winning the prize, because they wouldn't have any money for themselves. So you buy
it's such a scam.
It is a scam.
The fact that the lottery is nothing but a government tax on the poor.
More.
And now they're just screwing them to the wall just a little bit tighter.
Yeah. So anyway, the really cool thing happening this week is the flyby of Pluto. We had earlier on Dr. Lisa Hardaway. The discussion
so
was
cool.
She is the program manager. She developed this tool. That's really what it is. It's a robotic probe, about 24 pounds, and it can send back. Richie was
the camera. The camera part of it is 24 pounds. The probe
is incredulous. That these pictures come back to the Earth in 4 hours.
Yeah,
as clear as they are, just amazing.
And I don't know that we really got the answer
to
that. We ran out of time. I'm wondering how something so far away, near the end of our galaxy, can send back digital information in 4 hours.
Yeah.
How is that possible? So that means that the information that this satellite is sending back is going faster than the speed of light. Because how long does it take the speed of light to go across the galaxy?
186,000 feet per second. I don't know how you figure it from there.
That's amazing.
You do the multiplication. We did that once, didn't we?
My brain hurts.
We tried to figure out how that works and...
We can't do math today, though, can we?
It's a brain. Mm-hmm. It's a brain.
It's a Monday. Yeah. No math on Mondays.
All right. Mm-hmm. Roberta, in a moment, is going to explain reasons why you should not wear your shoes in your house. That's coming up next year on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This report is brought to you by Dine Equity. Summer is the perfect time to indulge with family and friends. Applebee's is hosting Taste the Change Day to pique your appetite. Free sampler plates of the new Sriracha Shrimp and Churro S'mores appetizers will be served nationwide on July 21st. Nearly 2,000 restaurants will participate, celebrating 35 years of America's largest casual dining chain with no purchase necessary. Applebee's is updating bar and grill classics throughout the menu, has renovated its restaurants, and evolved the iconic brand. Julia Stewart is the CEO of Dine Equity.
We put our new items to the test in New York, and people who hadn't tried us in a while were blown away at how we've improved our food. Now we're giving guests around the country the same opportunity, and we're confident they will agree. Our new food and drinks are fantastic.
The free sampling will be available to dine-in guests all day, with an expected 2 million free appetizers being served. Other new items will also be offered at low sampler prices. For more, visit Applebee's.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples Copy and Print, we will match any competitor's quote. Plus, we have 110% price match guarantee.
Price match covers items sold by retailers operating stores in online and the same brand or sold and shipped directly by Amazon.com. Orders must be identical, valid through 9/19/15. See store staples.com for details.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Kind of fine.
Shall we book another appointment then?
No,
wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
Big one.
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a tractor for tough jobs? Do more for less with a Kubota L-Series compact tractor. Forged from our proven design and highest quality materials, Kubota has been committed to building the industry's best compact tractors for decades. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. That's value. That's Kubota. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Information is what we're all about here. Doug Steffen, Good Day Program. Time is 45 past the hour. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Roberta has come up with the three reasons you ought not to wear your shoes into your house. So when open the door and people walk in, I know there are a lot of folks who ask you to leave your shoes at the door. Why?
Yeah, I have a sign at the door that says, please remove your shoes and don't take a better pair when you leave.
All right, so why?
And I also keep a bottle of alcohol with a spray pump on top of it by the door to spray the bottom of your shoes. Mm-hmm. And the reason being is bacteria. That's the number one reason. In fact, a study at the University of Arizona found that there's an average of just short of 500,000 bacteria on the outside of your shoes with 9 different strains, and some of those strains are really nasty ones. Some E. coli strains can give you intestinal infections, diarrhea, meningitis.
Yeah, they only give you intestinal infections if you're eating your shoe.
Well, no, just because, think about it. You walk around the house, and maybe you drop something on the floor, you pick it up, there's bacteria everywhere.
I do that all the time.
Yeah. And there's bacteria that there's one called Serratia ficaria, which can cause respiratory infections. And so the bacteria you work through, think about it. You're walking down the street. What are you walking on? You're walking
especially
on
in New York.
The dog peeing. You're walking on all sorts of bird poop. You're walking
human peeing.
Human peeing, spit, deteriorating food. I mean, disgusting.
You know,
stuff.
One of the worst things for us was in the history of mankind.
What?
Microscopes, so that we can actually see.
Really, yeah. Some of this is potentially dangerous bacteria. The other thing too is toxins. They found that toxins just from stuff that you use to treat your lawn, and even toxins from tar on the street get into the house.
So when the kids are rolling around on the carpet and the floor, this is what they're licking up.
Ick. And just dirt in and of its own. Carpeting is terrible. Now, the best thing that you could do is you have hardwood floors and get one of those steamers. You know those, I don't know if you've seen them. Those are fabulous. I'm one of those people who say, look, children evolved to crawl on the floor and put their hands in their mouths for a reason. It builds up their immune system, and I'm all for that. But not carrying like dog pee-pee and bird poop into your house and having it all over the floor. That kind of, I draw the line at that. So it's always a good idea. Just remove your shoes before you come in the house. Have a little area where you can stick your shoes.
What if you have a lot of shoes? Do you carry them in and put them in a closet then?
Well, what I do is I take them off. I spray the bottoms with the alcohol spray. And I let them dry, and then I put them in the closet, yes.
Because if I left mine outside, I'm sure they'd be still.
You'd have a collection of shoes. But just spray the bottoms with alcohol, and it just cleans them, just kills whatever nasty stuff is on there.
How many people
even wipe them down.
I was looking at the president's schedule for this week. Thank you, Robert. That was a very complete report.
And we get...
Are we getting shoes to the president?
Yeah. On Thursday, the president will become the first ever president to visit a federal prison.
Ooh.
He's going to take a tour of El Reno in Oklahoma. He's going to deliver a speech to the inmates on criminal justice reform.
Oh, good.
He's going to voice his ideas on how to make this happen. He's actually going, there's a little preview at the Tuesday NAACP annual conference addressing how nonviolent offenses have kept many people of color in prison for decades and is likely to commute the sentences. Remember I said last week there's going to be a commutation coming. It's this week. I think it's appropriate, frankly. I think he's right about this. There are far too many people in jail who ought not to be there for all kinds of reasons. I don't know that his is all about drug offenses. I think there are are plenty of white-collar criminals that ought not to be in the system at all. They should have had their money taken away from them. Of course. It's a joke.
We're paying for it.
Yeah, it really is. It's a joke. We're paying, and they still have their money. What are we doing that for? Well, how much
right?
sense? Yeah. Does it make any sense at all to anybody? It certainly doesn't make any sense to me. Speaking of that, I got an email from somebody who was trying to counter you, dear Doug. This is from Lynn. You were extolling the value and virtue of the best-paying college degrees on your radio program. Well, how about giving attendance to those who paid for a college degree, got a job, and have horrible, these are the worst jobs, and you yet have to have a college degree to get them. And so she went through a couple of the, for example, graphic designers only make $35,000 a year. This is in comparison to, we didn't have any $35,000 a year jobs. The best end, mm-hmm. Where they started at 50 and went up to like 157, if I remember correctly. So anybody involved in the food nutrition business, average pay to start is $42,000. Average, let's see, over a 20-year period, 56 is the average that they make. Somebody involved in education, teachers start on average at $35,000 in our country. The median income, average around the country, $54,900. And you got to have how many degrees now to teach?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that's food for thought, isn't it? Huh? 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. We are joined by Greg Stebbin, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. Some interesting things you can do with your smartphone. Hackers stealing items of interest and importance. And more Apple news. Can you imagine Google and Apple news in the technology report? My God, no.
Shocking. Shocking.
It is shocking news. Up next here on Good Day.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
Showtime.
use every day. Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Plenty O'Toole is here with us, or Greg Stebbin, as he's known to his friends and family. Wasn't there a character? There's got to be a Bond character named Plenty O'Toole, right?
I don't.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for inserting me into the world of James Bond.
Yes, there he is. James Bond of technology.
Well, I was trying to figure out if that would be a female or a male character because
Plenty O'Toole.
I am not that kind of eye candy. I get it. Just in case you were wondering.
All right. So there's this new thing that we can use. The smartphone has all kinds of apps, and any of these smartphones, iPhones, Samsung, there are all kinds. There are what, a million apps, or
maybe a billion.
A billion apps. So here's one that you use, and it gives you an odor. It gives you a sniff of. How does that work?
Well, it's. If you can get your head around 3D printing.
3D smartphones.
Well, 3D printing, yeah. Actually print, because in a way what we're talking about is another sort of printer. A 3D
it's like
printer.
Smell-o-vision.
It's smell-o-vision. It is. It's not like smell-o-vision. It is smell-o-vision or smell-o-rama. You know, they're finding ways to reduce things to a digital format and then to create output. So 3D
you mean
printing.
They can reduce scent to a digital?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
So
why
the
not?
Smell of a chicken we can reduce to some digital format.
Well, some digital piece of code, and then the trick is how do you output that? And two different companies have come up with essentially smelling printers. So you get a photo from somebody, if you have the printer, it's not really a printer, but it creates that scent in your space, you will smell the scent that they smelled when they took the photo.
So I can send a picture of Aunt Martha's pie to somebody with the smell attached to it.
It is not so sophisticated today that you would actually create that scent, but yes, in the future you will be able to capture the scent at the moment of taking the
photo. Here's a rose.
Yes.
Yeah, I got a question for you, Greg. Can one 3D printer print and create another 3D printer?
Wow. Well, yes. I would say yes, and if not today, I mean at some point. But the real key element is not the printer, but the stuff, I'm blanking on what they call it, but it's like the equivalent of the ink. No, the equivalent of the ink.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so that you'd have to create in some other way. But, I mean, there's a company that says they 3D printed a car.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you just... Wow. It takes a while.
3D printing another printer, that's a very good idea.
Apple it's like asking a genie for a million more wishes.
Yeah. All right, I mean, but that's when you can begin to actually get this idea that they can recreate themselves,
yeah,
right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. Okay, Apple is moving closer to the release of iOS 9, offering a public beta of the software, which would include what? What do we say to Siri in the new smartphones?
You say, Siri, can you recreate that scent from that photo for me? I mean, they're...
She asks Siri if she
Apple is in a head-to-head battle with Google for getting you to use either Siri or Google now for more and more things. And what Google introduced a few years ago is predictive intelligence. So if you have an Android phone and you pull down what's called the window screen, you'll see information there that they think you will need before you even ask for it. So, for instance, if I drive across town and then look at my phone, it'll tell me the best route to get home and how long it'll take me to get there. Because, obviously, if I leave home, then eventually I want to go back. They know about your airline tickets, upcoming flights, upcoming concert tickets, movie tickets. And that's one of the ways that the battle's going to play out.
Hackers are stealing miles.
Yes.
And
they're another form of currency. They have value, and they will cash them in some way.
Yeah. Take a trip on hacked airline miles. Send them to Doug.
That may not be such a good idea if you are the hacker, because I think they know where to find you.
Really?
Well, sure.
I know where to find you. It's Greg.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.